Okay. Hi, my name is Cassidy Smith, and I'm with my partner Odra Lanas, and we are in Tulsa interviewing Fernanda Franco over Zoom for the OSU Global Campus Project and Archives. I and Odra are students at TCC, and Fernanda is in English as a second language student at TCC. Odra will be taking notes for this interview. Today's date is Monday, September 21st, 2020. So I wanted to start with, what is your full name?
My full name is Fernanda Letícia Andrés Franco.
Okay, so where did your name come from? Is that like a family name or?
My surname is from my husband. Okay. My last name is from my husband, Franco.
Okay, so Fernando, is that a family name or did your parents really like it?
Yes, it's my mother chose this name because she had a good friend. And the second name, Leticia, is from because she had like a friend, psychologist friend that she admired. And then she said, okay, I think I will put her name, Fernanda Leticia, because I have two names.
Oh, that's wonderful. Okay, so how old are you, if I can ask?
No problem, I'm 38.
Okay, so where exactly in Brazil are you from?
I was born in the south of Brazil, Rio Grande do Sul, and I was grew up in Curitiba, in another city. And my last 12 years, I spent, I lived in São Paulo, my last 12 years, yeah.
Okay, so what was your home life like? So what's it like in your hometown?
My hometown, when I grew up,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a city like Tulsa, not too big, but you have a lot of things, like you can find a lot of stores, the weather is a little bit colder, no, but we don't have snow. Don't have a tornado, things like that.
Yeah. So what was it like in school growing up? How have you seen that it's kind of different from American schools?
I don't know how the school is because I'm just taking the English second language. But I know that here most of students do sports, you know? Like you have point if you do sports. In Brazil you don't have this obligation, you know? You can, if you like some sport, you need to go to a club or outside. And the education, I think in Brazil, public school is very difficult because, you know, you have a lot of people, a lot of poor people, and the parents sometimes don't have money to buy books or things for the children. Sometimes don't have food, and the school have to take food, but not all public school. It's depend the neighborhood that you live. For example, you can find a public school in a good neighborhood, and the students have a better condition than the other ones. And private school in Brazil is so expensive, so you have to be a good condition to study in a private school. I don't know if this answer that you expect or.
Yeah, that was great. I can understand. So what did you like to do for fun as a kid growing up in Brazil?
Well, I like to play with my friends, volleyball, handball. I like to play on the street. Nowadays, we can't, but in the past, you know, there is not problem with you playing on the street with friends because it was not too dangerous like nowadays.
Okay, so what games would you play as a kid? Would you just play like different sports or would it be like...
Most volleyball. Yeah, because I love volleyball. Ride a bicycle. Sometimes dolls. Like I when I was child, I didn't like to play with dolls. Like, you know, I prefer to stay outside, go up to the trees.
Okay. So when you were growing up, did you know what you wanted to do as a career? Or?
No. When I was child, I would like to be I don't know in English. You know, the girl that dance with the fingers. Bailarina. I don't know in English.
Ballerina?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. I just thought about that when I was child. I just like would like to be how can I say in English?
A ballerina.
Ballerina, yeah.
So did you go like practice for dance with that or was it kind of a hobby?
No, I never dance. I never try. I just thought when I was a child, but I never try. I just play volleyball, you know.
Okay, well that's really cool. So who motivated you in your life to learn? Was your parents or any siblings or?
Myself, by myself, yeah. Because I started to work in a multinational company when I was 18 years old. And the English, like, was one language that I always concerned to get a promotion because the lack of my English. So the first thing that I motivate me is to travel abroad and choose a right place to learn English, the place that I really would like to live or stay. And my first travel abroad was around 11, 12 years ago when I went to Australia for 6 months. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this was my first experience abroad, my first experience with English. And yes, it was amazing because I chose to study in a city on the coast, you know, on the beach. So.
Okay. So
it was perfect. It was perfect.
So you said that like in your hometown, you said it was a little bit more colder and you said you moved to Australia for a while. How was that like with the climate change?
Australia, it's very similar to Brazil weather, you know, mm-hmm. Winter and summer, spring, everything's very about the weather similar to Brazil, so it's not too much difficult, not change too much.
Oh, that's good.
Okay,
it's so cold, but not like here. It's cold. The most cold could be 5 degrees, like 0 degrees. The most cold, never like less like, than.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I'm sure that our climate here is a lot different. So how do you best learn, and how is that translated to learning here? Do you learn better with hands-on? Do you learn better watching someone else do something? Do you learn better like listening to others, like a lecture?
I learn better in real life, like go to the groceries, talk with people, stay, for example, in one situation that I needed to figure out, you know. I'm doing better in this speaking like that, you know, it's not not study. I'm not good to study, do homework, because I can't, I have a problem to concentrate.
Okay. So,
because this for me works in a real life.
Okay. So you said that Australia was the first time you'd kind of been introduced to English?
Yes.
Okay.
So I had like a basic English in school. I did it for 1 or 2 months, of course, but very, like very, very the beginning, just to travel, just to be able to go to the airport, to be able to arrive in the city and ask some questions. Yeah, but I can tell you that Australia was my first like experience with the English and the...
Okay. So was it kind of just a necessity at that point that you decided that like now I've got to learn English as a second language, or was it kind of just an interest you took up?
Interest. It was a mix of things, like interesting to travel abroad because it was my first time, and put together this opportunity to travel abroad and learn English, you know. So I want to travel abroad, but I want to learn English too. What, where I can go and how long I can stay in this country. Yeah, it's a plan.
Okay, so you're living in the U.S. now, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So how did you decide to shift to the U.S. to learn English at a university or at a college?
Yeah, well, I decided 2 years ago, I think about, I went to Tulsa 2 years ago in my vacation to do a course in TCC just for 1 month, an English course. Then I like it, studying TCC and like the city Tulsa, because I lived in São Paulo. São Paulo is a big city, it's like New York, very busy, traffic jam. And I was very stressful. I worked for a multinational company. And after that, me and my husband started to plan to come here to improve my English, because in my job, I lost a lot of opportunity because my English is not very good, you know. And this make me think about why not do... Why not do this for me, you know? I know that I have like to stop to work, to save money, but it was one investment in my life that is not easier. Of course, it's very difficult to live far away your family and don't work. This is, for me, is very difficult. But on the other hand, I have this opportunity for the future to get a better job, you know.
Yeah, thank you. I wanted to ask, so how did you decide to come to Oklahoma and the Tulsa area to learn specifically?
Yeah, my husband, he played basket. He used to play basketball here, and he studied in your U, and he did his degree and the master in Tulsa. So he liked Tulsa, and he said to me, if you wanna to study English abroad, maybe we can go to Tulsa because it's a small city. Maybe you like, enjoy more the life. It's more quiet. And I said, okay, like, let's go to try there, this place. Yeah, I just miss the beach. But everything here is good. I like those.
Okay, thank you. So when what would you like your fellow students to know about you at TCC, just with your whole experience?
Wow, can you repeat it, please? Sorry.
Oh, no, you're fine. Just what would you like for fellow students to know about you as an ESL student, or just as someone on campus or learning about our culture here and everything?
I don't have any problem specifically. That's fine.
Okay. And on speaking Portuguese, do you only speak Portuguese and then you're learning English, or?
Yeah, I speak Portuguese. Then I learn English in Australia. Then I lived 1 year in Spain. And I learned it intermediate, like Spanish. This Portuguese, can say Portuguese, English, and Spanish.
Okay, so as learning different languages, what would be your top tip to someone trying to learn Portuguese?
Grammar. To study, for you learning Portuguese, like, what advice? I think vocabulary and learning a little about the grammar, yeah, and vocabulary, just try to speak.
Okay, so what has surprised you most about the U.S. and about, like, our entertainment here or media, or, like, was there, like, a big culture shock with everyone?
I'm surprised with people because in the past, I always travel like more for Europe in my vacation because I thought that United States, the people are not too much open, you know, to talk like that. But the first time that I come here, I was very surprised. I arrived at the airport and people tried to talk with me, very friendly. Then I like him. And I don't see like a, maybe in sports here is too. Yeah, sports, I think it's very, very seriously, you know? People considering a lot, basket, any kind of sports, I think here is very important for the country.
Yeah, we tend to see that a lot. I kind of wanted to ask you more about how your experience has been learning during the pandemic, and have you had to shift completely online with your class, or are you still meeting in person?
Part-time in person and part-time online, but both is not the best. It's necessary because you go in person, you need to use a mask, you can't talk with people, you can't have a coffee in the break time, you don't have break time. And at home is the same. Would you like to share in the class with people? I prefer, right? It's necessary, not the best way.
Okay, so has it kind of been harder with the workload? Like, are you assigned more and like having to converse with people over the internet? Has that been harder for you?
About the weather? No, sorry, can you repeat?
Oh, no, you're fine. Just like, because you said that you learn best with talking in real life situations with people. Has it been harder in studying English to not be able to talk with people as much now?
It's hard to me, because with mask, usually when I try to talk with people, they have more difficult to understand my accent, what I want to say with mask. And I'm going just to the Walmart, I don't know, just to buy some things for the house. I don't go in different places. It's hard to learn. But I watch a lot of Netflix.
And like, speaking of the pandemic, do you still have your family over in Brazil?
Yes. My family is in Brazil, and my brother took a COVID 2 months ago, and he got very sick, very, very sick. I was afraid that something's happened with him because he had to spend like 15 days in a hospital or with oxygen. I'm here, so I was really concerned.
Yeah,
But
and
now
he's
he's
alive.
better.
Now he's better. That's good. I'm really glad that he's good because times like these are really hard. But like, when was the last time you visited Brazil since you've moved here to Tulsa?
December. I moved to Tulsa in January. And I would like to visit it then, but with COVID, I can't go, so I need to wait into the maybe this summer, next summer vacation. I have a plan to go to visit them.
Really, I really do hope you get the chance to see them again.
So we're kind of towards the end of our interview. I wanted to ask you, so what are your fears for the future with learning and just in general?
I feel very positive. I feel very positive about the future. Probably my English will be better than now. I hope I start to go to the college to do another major and maybe find a job here to do my OPT here and see what's happened.
Okay, so I think that's all the questions we had for you today. Is there anything you would like to add before we wrap up the interview?
Just say thank you. Thank you for the interview. Thanks to talk with you, Hugo. Guys, you're an amazing person. Thank you.
Thank you so much. We really do appreciate being able to interview you.
Nice to meet you. Thank you.
Thank you.